Vinton County on the Air, Episode 15, January 24th, 2014. Well, hello there, and welcome in to Episode 15 of Vinton County on the Air, the online local audio program highlighting news and information about the people and Vinton and events in Vinton County, Ohio. And as I mentioned, this is going to be recorded, is recorded, the 24th day of January 2014. It's a cold, cold morning here in Vinton County, and even though I like some interesting winter weather to break up the monotony of winter, I, too, have to admit that I am about done with it. More on that in just a little bit. It's good to be back with you this week. Last week, I had a double scheduled myself for one of the other volunteer pursuits, so I wasn't available to put the show together this week. However, the weather has kind of given me and others a little bit more time, as you well know, some of you anyway. So here I am. And I want to mention, if you've got anything for Vinton County on the Air, I'd ask that you share it with me. Again, just drop me a line at VintonCountyOnTheAir@gmail.com or leave me a message on the DBK Media Services voicemail, 740-569-3254, and I would certainly appreciate your thoughts. But I hope you're having a good day wherever you are and whatever you happen to be doing and whatever day you're listening to this. Most of us around here, though, are talking about the weather. It's dominating the headlines here in Vinton County. Last Saturday evening, we had some significant snow, and then Sunday was kind of a warm-up, allowing things to happen, including school on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And then Tuesday, things started kind of going downhill. We had a little bit of snow. Most significant thing, though, has really been the wind and the cold. This morning, temperatures are hovering a little below zero, and I know most of you know that, but some of the listeners are a little bit further afield. Some of them down in Texas, they're dealing with their own problems down there and so forth, but forecast tonight, are calling for snow up to 1 to 2 inches tonight, 1 to 3 tomorrow, and a little bit more on Sunday. And then later, the bottom again falls out as colder and windy weather is supposed to be here the first few days of next week. And what some are saying is going to be the coldest weather that we've had this year. And we've already had some temperatures well below zero, as you know. Just as an aside, I see that it was 35 years ago when we had that blizzard of 78, and some of you would probably call that a coincidence. I just wonder. So some things like school have been canceled for much of the week. Vinton County has been out every day this week, with the exception of Monday. And so I believe we're now entering a time where the school system has to start thinking about making up the time, the days. This year, Vinton County schools have taken advantage of the 5 calamity days, and then there's a provision in the law regarding this that provides for what's called blizzard bags. This is work that the teachers have assigned to the students for each class, and it's to be accomplished in place of some time off. It's available online or printed off for those students who don't have online access. Next year, Ohio's schools will go to an hour-based system rather than a number of days, so that will provide some flexibility for the school system. And I wonder, is it better or not? And I will leave you that up to you to decide. If you have feedback, you're always, of course, welcome to contact me. And regarding those blizzard bags, I've noticed several teachers on Facebook who are friends of mine are encouraging their students to work on the blizzard bags. And it seems like maybe that's a haphazard way of getting that information out to the students. Those of us who are subscribed to the notification system used by the school system, it's a telephone system, We get, it seems like over the past week, we've gotten a phone call the night before saying that school is going to be delayed 2 hours. That's what they're planning on doing. And then we get another call around 7 o'clock in the morning that says that it's canceled. And I just have to wonder why the school system doesn't mention in those twice daily automated calls the fact that the blizzard bags are now in play, and maybe the kids could get on to that. But just some food for thought. I don't know whether anyone from the school system listens or not, but if they do, just something to think about. Anyway, the weather is playing havoc with a lot of things, including health. And speaking of which, if you've not received your flu shot and you live here in Vinton County, the Vinton County Health Department still has flu shots available. You can stop by the health department, which is located at 31927 State Route 93, just north of the community building, or call for more information, 740-596-5233. They have an 800 number. If you're still worried about tolls, it's 800-596-5233. Also, I do want to mention that tonight's Vinton County Vikings men's basketball game at Alexander High School is on as of this taping, which is just after noon on Friday. I did check with Matt Combs, Vinton County AD, and also the coach of the Vikings, head coach of the Vikings, and it sounds like they're going to try to get that in and play those games tonight. Doesn't look like things will change weather-wise too much between now and then. Temperature may actually go up a few degrees. And while I'm on the subject of Viking basketball, do want to encourage you to take some time and listen to the Viking Roundball podcast, which is two available on dbkmediaservices.com. You can follow Viking basketball on Facebook. Just search for the Vinton County Vikings basketball on Facebook. You just type that in the search box, like the page, and you will see the information about the program as that's published throughout the season. And, of course, a reminder about Vinton County on the air. I would ask that you suggest your friends on Facebook like the Vinton County on the Air Facebook page. And you can do this as you pull up the Vinton County on the Air Facebook page. There will be a place on, I believe it's on the right side of the page, where you can see your friends, and you can just click on those friends and suggest that they like the Vinton County on the Air Facebook page. And of course, need some contributions. If you have any information that you'd like to share via Vinton County on the Air, you can do so. Again, contact me at vintoncountyontheair@gmail.com. Voicemail number 740-569-3254. 569, not 596. 569-3254, and your message will be delivered to me. And then, of course, you can always post on Facebook as well. And if you're into Twitter land, the handle is Vinton County OTA. Vinton County on the Air is what that stands for. The @ Vinton County OTA. And then subscribing. Do so if you're into podcasts with a podcatcher. Do it on the web with Stitcher. And you can always go to the DBK Media Services website and hear anything. So that's what's cooking prior to our show today. We do have in the show the calendar events that we normally have. We'll get to that in just a second. And we'll also talk a little bit later with Sam Davidson, the marketing director for Vinton County, about the 2014 Vinton County Visitor's Guide, which is now available just hot off the presses and available for everyone. And so that's what is coming up on Vinton County on the Air. So all that's to come. But first, let's go to our calendar events, where we look at the events happening in our little part of paradise on our community calendar. And in our community calendar today, Friday, January the 24th, we have two things going on, one of which I've already talked about. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But the first thing is at 5 p.m. this evening, the VFW Post 52299, Ladies Auxiliary Dinner is going to be going on. That's on South Street at the VFW Post 5299. Ladies Auxiliary will hold a baked steak and chicken noodle dinner beginning at 5 p.m. and ends at 6:30. Baked steaks dinners are $7.50. Chicken noodle dinners are $6.50. Both dinners include mashed potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, roll, drink, and dessert. Proceeds from the dinner will go to support the Veterans Services and the scholarship program. So if you're not doing anything and you can get that far out of your house this evening, you're welcome to attend that. And then also, I already mentioned the Vinton County Vikings take on the Alexander Spartans today, this evening. Freshman game does get underway at 5 p.m. That's to be followed by the JV and the varsity games, and it's kind of a weird situation. If you listen to the podcast, the Viking Roundball podcast, you might remember that Vinton County just came off of playing Alexander this past weekend, and they turn right around and head back over and do so. You'll have to listen to Matt Combs's comments there, as Carl basically questioned him about that. That's a little weird that you play the same team back to back in high school, but they had the week off otherwise, and Matt was thankful for that, given the fact that we probably couldn't have gotten anything in any way because of the weather. I do know, however, that we'll mention as an aside here in the calendar events that the Lady Vikes traveled over to play the Alexander Lady Spartans last night, Thursday night, and came in and out on the short end of the stick in an overtime loss. And that was a tough one. Vinton County's Lady Vikes doing pretty well this year. The only problem has been the Athens Lady Bulldogs. But Vinton County did not win last night. The Lady Vikes did not win. So hope that they get things together and able to close out the season here for the Lady Vikes. On Saturday, the 25th, 2014, we have Megs at home for the boys, Vinton County High School. That one is due to get underway at 5 p.m. to 9:30. Of course, it all depends on the weather. On Sunday, January 26th, the only thing we have cooking on the calendar is Awana at Grace Baptist Church. That gets underway at 6 p.m., again, subject to the weather, as all these things are. On Monday, the 27th, we have the middle school boys basketball at Logan. And we also have earlier that day at 10 a.m., the Vinton County Commissioners meeting. And also at 7 p.m., something we just added to the calendar, the Vinton County Democratic Party is meeting at the community building. That gets underway at 7 p.m., and they will meet each month on the fourth Monday of the month at 6:30 at the community building. On Tuesday, January the 28th, we have the St. Francis Food Pantry, Mobile Food Pantry in Radcliffe at 9:30. We have them in New Plymouth at 1:30. And that evening, the Vinton County Vikings boys basketball team are scheduled to travel to Southeastern, where they'll take on the Southeastern, I believe it's Panthers. I have to look that up, at 5 p.m. And if it's not Panthers, I apologize ahead of time. On Wednesday the 29th, there is a wrestling quad regional finals. I do not know whether we are participating. I believe we are. We were third seeded in a recent tournament. Did very well, I understand. That's going to be going on. Don't even have any more details about that. I apologize. And that same day, St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry is going to be in MacArthur at the St. Francis Center. Thursday the 30th of January, almost over with the month of January already. That's amazing. There's an all-day wrestling event at Paint Valley, or with Paint Valley. That's a Paint Valley try at Vinton County High School. At the St. Francis Center Mobile Food Pantry is going to be in Wilkesville at 9:30, and then they travel to Zaleski as they usually do. I want to mention, too, at 5 p.m. on the 30th, the Meals of Grace, where you can come and have a free meal at Grace Baptist Church on East High Street in MacArthur. You can have a free meal and fellowship with the gang. That starts at 5 p.m., goes to about 6:30. And the Lady Vikes are at Nelsonville York on Thursday, January the 30th, as they take on the Lady Buckeyes. I believe we came in, well, I don't believe I was there. We beat the Lady Buckeyes here at Vinton County a couple weeks ago, and so we're going back over and take them on their court, return the favor. Hopefully the outcome will be the same for Vinton County. Also on the 30th at 6 p.m., the Vinton County Republican meeting is going to be taking place. That would be held at the community building north of MacArthur and begins at 6 p.m. We'll be back with you on Friday, January the 31st, but that night, the Vinton County boys basketball team, a tough row to hoe as they travel to Athens to play the Bulldogs. And if you didn't get to see the Athens Bulldogs play here at Vinton County, you owe it to yourself, if the weather cooperates and so forth, to get over there and see them. They are going to be something to be reckoned with over the next couple seasons, as they've got a young team but a very good team, and gave us everything that we needed or everything that we wanted here at Vinton County a couple weeks ago. I believe that was in December. They are tough, so that's going to be going on. One other thing that we want to mention that's kind of out in the future but is something that near and dear to my heart, and that is something for which you want to mark your calendars now. That is the weekend of March 28th, 29th, and 30th, because that weekend will be the musical here at Vinton County High School. This year, the Viking Players will produce Grease, the school edition. It's a little bit less risque edition, if you will, of the musical Grease. Tickets will be available about 2 weeks before the production. More information will be forthcoming as we get closer to the date, but you don't want to miss that, and I don't want you to either, so mark it down now. Tickets probably be 15 for the front row, 10 for the reserve seats, and 5 for what we call general admission. So mark that down. Curtains open at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and I believe it's 3 p.m. on Sunday. So those are the things coming up in our calendar events. If you have anything you would like to contribute to the Vinton County community on Vinton County on the Air community calendar, please do so by sending me an email. That's Vinton County on the Air at gmail.com, and we'll get it in there for you as soon as possible. So that's the Vinton County community calendar. We'll be back with our interview with Sam Davidson in just a few seconds. Welcome back to Vinton County on the Air, and our guest today is the very special marketing director for Vinton County, Sammy Davidson. Sam, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Thanks for having me, Bruce.
You're quite welcome. A couple of things we want to talk about today, but the first thing is the updated 2014 visitors guide for Vinton County. I know you've been hard at it trying to get that together and have done so. It's now available. So why don't you tell us some of the highlights there of what's in the 2014 visitors guide?
Well, Bruce, first of all, this is my first time aiding in the production of the guide, and I think it turned out really well. Some of the things that we're highlighting is, you know, we've had Lake Hope here and the Lake Hope Lodge here in the county for about a year now, and I did an editorial on that, mm-hmm. You know, kind of highlighting its popularity, and I would argue that it's one of the most visited places in the county.
Sure.
We covered several landmark architectural areas, you know, as far as, you know, our courthouse and various structures throughout the county. Mm-hmm. We also did a piece on the covered bridges, and as some of you may or may not know, We had a very historic bridge in Wilkesville. Ponds Bridge burned down in early June, and the editorial, you know, covers a little bit of the history behind that, and you know, kind of the importance that had, and you know, it just a remembrance, a tribute, essentially, to Ponds Bridge.
Yeah, they never have really decided who did that or anything about that. It's still under investigation. Then, is that correct?
No, I think that it's heavily suspected to be arson. Mm-hmm. And the alleged arsonist is still at large, to my understanding.
Okay.
In addition to Ponds Bridge, we also covered, you know, the history of the other bridges and also directions to all those locations as well.
Okay.
We also did a piece on the Stitches in Time, which highlights Benton County's multiple quilt barns, which consist of several barns throughout the county that have a very unique quilt pattern on the side. A lot of visitors are very interested in checking those out. We also did a piece on the Moonville Tunnel. Now, recently, it's come to my attention that Sci-Fi came to Benton County to go to Moonville to check out its alleged hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
I personally did not see it. Unfortunately, in the editorial, it was not included.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Moonville's probably, you know, climbing the ladder as far as most visited places in Benton County, because people have a keen interest for that type of thing. And hopefully, you know, the rail trail will be able to get a bridge built to that to ease the accessibility to it, as opposed to having to walk through creeks and wooded areas and things like that. But it just kind of highlights the you know, mystery and the folklore behind Moonville.
Sure.
And it also includes directions as well.
Anything else that's in there? I see there's, of course, the typical map of Benton County, if anyone needs that, as bright as the – I guess that's the centerfold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we one of our biggest comments last year was that the map was a little bit hard to read, and we tried to improve that the best we could. I think for the most part, as far as main roads go, you can pretty well use it for navigation. But once you start getting down to county and township roads, it gets a little complicated to read. And you know, anyone who's interested, I have county maps here at the office that are available for pickup and use. And I recommend anyone interested in navigating Benton County should come pick one up.
Okay. See, there are pieces as well about, you know, some of the things that we sometimes take for granted around Benton County that we don't, those of us in Benton County don't always take advantage of. For instance, the bicycle trails or the mountain biking trails, just bicycling. Also, motocross is still big, very, very big in the county. Also the birding, and you know, kind of goes with the feeding the hummingbirds over at Lake Hope. They, that's a big draw into the area as well.
Absolutely it is. Yes. And also something else I'd like to mention is that, you know, Benton County is a haven, for wildlife, and that appeals to a lot of outdoorsmen, both, fishermen and hunters. I also did a piece on that. You know, we're known far and wide, or at least were at one part, you know, point in history, for our wild turkey population.
Sure, yeah.
And I encourage anyone who's interested in turkey hunting to come to Benton County and see what we're all about. I'm told it's one of the best places in the state to hunt turkey.
Do you hear a completely different subject, but something that I've seen kind of catching on across the nation, across the world, as a matter of fact, is geocaching. Do you get many people calling you and saying, hey, are there geocaches around? Can I do that?
Well, since I've been in this position, I've had one inquisition about geocaching. Now, I am rather familiar with it. When I was at Ohio University, we did a project on putting together a geocaching trail in the area to try to promote tourism. Now, obviously, that was for Athens County,
right?
But I am familiar with it, and it has caught on. I don't have a lot of people coming in and asking me.
I guess they really
about
don't,
it.
They don't need anything from you. I mean, they've got the equipment and so forth to get to the geocaches. But I just bet that that's becoming more and more, you know, as the geocaching caches get out there. This would be a great place to be doing that as well.
Oh, absolutely. And I would like to maybe sometime in the future, possibly see a trail come in that is kind of you know, has something unique or special about it to gain a lot of popularity, and that would also increase the foot traffic as well as the tourism in the area.
Sure. There's always the big hiking, you know, with the Lake Hope Backpack Trail, and gosh, you got caves to the north and Lake Alma to the south and Lake Hope to the east. So hiking.
Don't forget about Tar Hollow to the west.
To the west. There you go. Tar Hollow. I forget about that. You're from that end of the county, aren't you?
That's right. I grew up just a few miles outside of the Tar Hollow entrance.
Okay.
Yeah. And I, as you mentioned earlier, I think people do forget about what we have in our backyard. And, you know, I would encourage everyone to visit our state parks on a regular basis and just you go appreciate nature. And, you know, we take for granted, but people in metropolitan areas, you know, they don't have that. And so I encourage anyone to go check out our state parks, you know, for a variety of reasons, whether it be biking or hiking or hunting or fishing.
Sure. And then I also realize or notice that you've got an updated calendar of events for people to kind of look at. That's updated. Nothing really new in the way of events scheduled, but the dates have been revised and some of the descriptions as well.
That's right. We also did a piece, you know, this year is the 30th anniversary of the Wild Turkey Festival, okay, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
But we have an editorial on that as well. And, you know, that has been one of our linchpins of tourism over the years, even going back to when I was, you know, in junior high and high school.
Sure.
It's a big deal. You know, they always have good entertainment. Chris Crame and Vicky Beckley and the rest of the committee, they always do a good job of putting together good entertainment and a good quality festival. And so, you know, I felt it was prudent to do an editorial for the Turkey Festival. And I'm hoping to see a good turnout this year for the 30th year.
Yep. And then along with that, you also have a directory in the back on shopping, lodging, and various services that are available throughout the county, so you can get some information there, including, you know, web addresses if they have a web presence and so forth, all that. So if somebody wants to get a 2014 visitor's guide, how do they go about doing so?
Well, you can submit a request for a physical copy on our website at www.vintoncountytravel.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a link to the bottom left of our page, I believe.
Yeah.
That, you know, will take you to a digital copy as well. They're also available throughout the county. I just took 10 or so boxes over to Lake Hope Lodge, and so they're available over there, as well as many restaurants and other businesses here in town. And of course, you know, they're always available in my office.
Aha, so they can come see Sammy D and pick up a copy then, right?
That's right.
Okay. And other things that are going on with the Chamber of Commerce, I know you work very closely with the Chamber of Commerce and pretty much act as the executive for that group. We wanted to mention that you, the Chamber of Commerce, for many years now, has recognized seniors at Benton County High School who have been labeled as the seniors of the month. You and I talking earlier realized that we've not talked, don't think, since November. So there's been quite a few seniors recognized. Do you have those there, and can we include their names on this broadcast?
I do, Bruce, and yeah, I'd like to go and recognize those. For September of 2013, the Students of the Month were Allie Arms and Brett Radaball. For October, the Students of the Month were Andrew Travers and Lauren Hopkins. For November, the Students of the Month were David Allen and Abigail Simpson. And for January of this year, we had Sarah Morgan and Zan Hale. Or I'm sorry, I misspoke. That was for December.
Okay.
December Students of the Month were Sarah Morgan and Zan Hale.
Okay.
And then for January, we had Todd Wallingford and Michaela Wickline.
Okay. We congratulate each of those young people for their recognition as seniors of the month. And one other thing that we wanted to mention that was coming up, it's kind of out in the future, but boy, it sneaks up on us each time pretty quickly, and that is the reverse raffle. So when is that?
That's going to be April 3rd.
Okay.
It's always the first Thursday of November and April.
Right.
You know, we're looking to have, you know, we'd like to have a good turnout this time around. The last one I had was my inaugural reverse raffle. It was the first one that I was ever involved with, you know, from the operating end. I've been to them, you know, for pleasure before. And we'd like to see a good turnout. And I, you know, anybody who's interested, just contact me at the chamber office at 596-5033. As it gets closer to time, there will be advertisements in our newsletter as well as the courier and the telegram. So, you know, I always like to see a good turnout there. It's free food. It's a good time. And just kind of gives everybody an opportunity to get together and kind of chit chat, and also gives you a chance to win a little bit of money.
Yeah, and it's a fun time, and it's over relatively fast. And I've been involved now, I don't know, four or five times, it seems like, after the previous caller left. I've been asked to do that, and so it's kind of gotten, I get to see the same, some of the same faces, some new faces sprinkled in, and we'd like to always have more, it seems like. And it's a good time. It's, I find it is, it's as much social as it is anything. Gets us out and puts us together, and we have a good time. And boy, we're out of there pretty rapidly, aren't we?
Yeah, and in a time of mass technology, it's kind of nice to have an event where you can just all get together with your friends and neighbors and eat some pizza, pretty much.
Yep. Well, Sam, thank you so much for being with us today on Vinton County On Air. Appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks for having me, Bruce.
And again, we want to thank Sam Davison for taking the time to talk with us here on Vinton County On the Air. That is it. Episode number 15 of Vinton County On the Air is in the can. As always, contribute, subscribe, and share. Contribute your show ideas and community information. And subscribe by email or via podcatcher like iTunes or Stitcher. And of course, share. Tell all your friends to help spread the word about Vinton County On the Air. So until next Friday, for Vinton County On the Air, this is Bruce Knox saying take care, stay warm, and I hope to see you on the internet.